The cost of putting your kids through college may be skyrocketing, and some have debated whether it's even worth it to get a four-year degree. But getting your diploma is still the best way to get a well-paying job. The Economic Policy Institute says those with a four-year degree made almost 100% more an hour than those without one.
So that means it's vital to calculate how much you need to save and start your nest egg early. Joining us, WTOP.com contributor Barry Glassman of Glassman Wealth. Barry, always good to have you in. How much is college going to cost in the future first?
So you want me to start with the bad news first?
Yes.
So
here's the challenge. Assuming that the people driving around the Beltway today, their sons and daughters aren't soccer stars and won't get scholarships. Today, public college costs about $17,000 and private about $40,000. But if someone has a newborn at home and they're looking 18 years from now, public college is likely to cost about $50,000 and private $112,000 a year. And that's not even Ivy League.
So listen, I mean, truly, I hear those numbers and want to throw up, I'm going to be honest. So why don't you help us through this? Is there a real good way to save for that kind of expense?
The answer is yes. Firstly, you got to start early. You have to start early. And it almost doesn't matter how you save or what vehicle. And I'll point out three ways that a family can save. But you have to start early. The earlier, the better. Firstly, you can save in your own name. I have a number of clients who set up a separate account. It's in their own name, their joint name, but they call it the college fund. And the reason you would do that is there's flexibility there. It doesn't have to be used for college. It's there just in case. But it's an automatic savings plan. The second, and they have this in the local jurisdictions, is prepaid tuition. And a lot of people forget about this, which is let me go ahead and pay for college on the sooner side over the next 10 years for my newborn, and I'll lock in today's tuition rates, which keep going higher and higher. And the third way is a 529 plan, which is a fancy way of talking about a tax-deferred vehicle, much like your 401k, except if you use the dollars for college, the money comes out tax-free.
So what is your advice for people when they choose a plan and succeeding to its fruition?
Well, keep in mind that I believe that people should take more risk when their kids are younger. They can afford to take risk and so forth, and less risk later on. If that's the case, I really encourage parents, if they can afford it, front load the funds. No matter how you're saving, save more or as much as you can at the beginning, because in all honesty, the savings when they're 16, 17, 18, even if you're using a tax-free growth strategy, not a lot of growth if it's conservatively invested. Secondly, use the 529s, set it and forget it. You can put in place an age-based plan that's really aggressive when they're 3 and really conservative when they're 18 and set to use it for college. And here's the last thing, and I'm going to upset some people by saying this. Don't pay a front-end load or commission to get into a 529 savings plan. The Virginia plan, here's a hint that you heard only here on WTOP. The Virginia plan has an upfront commission through American funds. But if your company just signs off saying we have a company plan and puts their tax ID, it doesn't cost them anything. They don't even have to do anything administratively. You get in without commission.
Cool. Talk to the bosses. Thank you, Barry. Barry Glassman of Glassman Wealth, also a contributor to WTOP.com.
Oh, yeah. And the website to learn more. Oh. There's a whole bunch of information about this. Barry's reminding us
Thank
on
you.
WTOP.com. Search college.